I'm due. Queer Heights?
Yeah, it's anybody, Greg. Go ahead.
Oh, hey there, Ben. How are you guys? How's your family doing right now? Over?
Yeah, Roger, we're doing good. Hey, we've heard that you're not feeling so great today. Sorry that malaria's got the hold of you a little bit, over.
Yeah, I'll be okay. And this is easy enough to do. It's a sitting down kind of a job. And it's just early onset. Tomorrow might be worse, but if I get on the medicine fast enough, maybe it'll be better. We'll see. I hear that y'all have had some interruptions yourselves this week. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Last week, Friday, just about this time, the wails of someone had died were erupting over in the village, and we lost a young teenager to a family that we know well and appreciate and have lived alongside of for these years, and so it was very sad. We weren't aware that his illness was as advanced as it was. In fact, we really can't tell what it was that he died of in the end. His complaints had been about intense headaches during the week, and so it was a bit of a shock for all of us, I think. That was our weekend, just really kind of going through that with the community as the families came around and different ones traveled from a little bit farther out and, arrived and mourned with this family. So that was a difficult circumstance, over.
Oh, that sounds really tough. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to ask you, but for starters, how are your kids doing with that? Because I imagine if he's a teenager, between you and the Allens, there's more than one kid that are close to his age. You feel like they're doing good? Over?
Yeah, it's upsetting, and it's worth, we have to talk about it. We got to be able to talk these things through with them, and it is jarring to the system to, witness this, and then to witness the burial, and to listen and hear all of the reports, all of the speculations about how this came to be. And so, yeah, it can be upsetting, but I feel like our kids too are, this is not the first time they've been exposed to something like this too, living out here in this kind of a place. Sudden shocking things do happen that you can't prevent. There's no emergency rooms, and so it's not the first time that we've had to deal with it, over.
No, I understand that. Okay, well, that's really heartbreaking. Have you seen it, have any positive effect in stirring up some conversation or, anything with the people that are coming to the teaching that this has generated, over?
Well, there's been lots of opportunities to evaluate where folks are at. Our folks who have been attending the teaching, listening to them as they process this, and it's just so evident that they're still trying to figure out how to explain these two stories that are going on in their heads now. More and more, the story from the Bible is becoming clearer. And yet, it's so evident that it has not displaced the story that's been rattling around in their heads for generations. And so, in these moments of big pressure, they're just being as honest as they can be. And it's very evident that more teaching needs to happen in order for God's explanation about death to displace the explanation about death that they've lived with for so long, over.
Oh, absolutely. God's not going to waste these times. And slowing down, talking about it, in a more of a personal way, in a practical way, might just be what he ordered. So, okay, well, that's really good. Anything else that you're seeing as far as, any highlights of the week that you've come away with, over?
Kind of along the same vein there, just like you're saying, it's just been one of the encouraging sides has been the fact that there are two stories. They're trying to make sense out of these two explanations, and so those discussions have been really good. Another discussion I had with another guy who hasn't even really been attending this teaching, but he was observing that, at these times during the week, we act one way, but then when something like this happens, we just revert back to where our ancestors, what they have told us. And so, just feel like you said, it's one of those times where it's almost like God ordained almost that we slow down a bit. And some of these things solidify, but they solidify under this big kind of a pressure that forces the mind to take things at a another level of seriousness. Later in the week, we organized our first medevac because an outsider from another village had been walked in and get a compound fracture with his upper arm. And so we were pulling that together a couple of days later. And that was another sobering event for us all as we, you know, consider just the urgency of the message of eternal life for people who are living in such out-of-the-way places in the world. And so it was a joy to be able to see that guy fly out of here and hope that he'll be able to get mended up and come back, and perhaps this opportunity to minister to him physically will turn into an opportunity to minister to him spiritually, over.
Yeah, was he one of the guys that had been or had not been attending your teaching, over?
Yeah, Roger, he had not been attending any of our teaching. He's from another village, about a day's walk away. And even then, you know, even in helping this guy, some of our locals were a little bit resistant to the idea because of accusations against him and his family for things that they had done in the past. So, you know, even that, it was just to see some of these things boiling up in hearts, and really gives us a lot of current, good, real-life context to be applying God's story to, over.
Oh, wow. It sounds like God's challenging their worldview on multiple fronts at once. That's just crazy, over.
It really is, and so, as we look to Monday and starting again, we feel like, man, we really want to jump back into this story, but this story belongs right down here in the midst of our experience. And so we want to be helping them to make those very practical connections to, here we have this morning, all week long, what is the explanation that God wants us to hang on to about why this death took place, and what is the hope, if any, that he's given to us, and just allow them to be able to wrestle with the stories that they've heard. And it's great. The Word of God is very, very practical, and it's supposed to be wrestled with, and it does give answers to these very real questions. And so, yeah, it's exciting to be down in the midst of this with our friends and trusting that the Word of God can and will do its work on it.
Okay. Well, that brings to the next question, really. Where are you heading this next week? How can we be praying for you about those lessons? Even what are you trying to accomplish through those lessons? What can you tell us there, over?
Well, as we start next week, obviously, we want to do a good review. We want to really, you know, lay out the touch on all the foundational pieces that we have been talking about up until now, and really squaring, in focus, that question of death. Where did death come from? Why is it here? Who will experience it? For what purpose? And what has God said to the people who are, you know, in the line to experience that? Really bring that out. Then we're going to go into the story of Isaac being offered by Abraham. Again, that keeps death right in the forefront. And we're hoping that that story and the drama that we do with that will speak volumes in that regard. You know, this idea of death and then the substitution that takes place, building foundations again for looking forward to the day when we're talking about Christ's death. So that's exciting. And then we're going to go into the Israelites in Egypt and how God is, you know, just there's nothing that can get in the way of God's plan to see them become a nation, and how he protects Moses, and Moses growing up and becoming a man who's ready to do what God says. And so those are all, you know, the themes there are, you know, all looking back to who God is and what he's planning to do, and we're really trying to make sure that this idea of, you know, all of us are just like Isaac. We are worthy of death and expecting that, but God is busy, and every single thing that he's doing in these stories, he's got one plan. He is making the way for the deliverer. And so, man, it just feels like it's the perfect week of lessons for what we've been experiencing here on the ground, over.
Oh, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be tied to reality for them, and that's exactly what you want. So that's so, sad and amazing at the same time. God knows what he's doing. Okay, well, we'll be praying for all of those things. Any last things that you want to mention, over?
Just creative energy. You know, it's good. We feel like we've gotten ahead of ourselves. We've used this week wisely, and that's great. So we've got a few dramas that are coming, and, you know, then the following week is Passover. And so we really feel like, man, there's these big things coming together. So over the next week, 2 weeks of lessons. just that the Lord would help us to know how to continue to make this thing very precise in the minds of our audience, because it really is building. There's a lot to review, and we're trying to make sure that we don't spend half the lesson reviewing and then trying to whip through the lesson content that's new for the day. So, yeah, wisdom along those lines would be great, over.
Yeah, Roger, I copy that and can, yeah, empathize. And, yeah, we will be praying for all those things. That's really helpful to know. And, yeah, anything else, feel free to throw it out. Otherwise, man, thanks for coming up and sharing all that with us. Over.
Yeah, no, that's great. I can't think of much else. We're just glad to be in the thick of it. And we just pray that, you know, as we continue to make lay these stones down, these foundation stones, that we get them nice and straight, and that they're solidly put in the mind, and we know that the culmination of all of this, that will help the eyes to really open. And so, yeah, we're just glad to be here, and for everyone who's praying for us, just don't stop. It's on the backs of the prayers of God's people that work goes forward. So we're very thankful, and thankful for you too, Greg. Thanks for coming up and making our little connection to the world possible, over.
Oh, by all means. I enjoy it as much as anybody else, I'm sure. Well, other than maybe a parent or two. But hey, just so you know, too, I think you've done a really smart thing just to slow down this week, let the village have their space, their grieving time, and then use it for those individual conversations. So good on you guys, and just know we love you and we're praying for you. Look forward to hearing more next week about how this week went, over.
Hey, thanks so much, Jim. Yeah, those are encouraging words from you, a man of experience. We just, yeah, you know how these decisions are not easy to make. So, yeah, we're looking at it now and feel like it was the right thing to do. So, yeah, praise the Lord for that. Thanks again, Greg. And, yeah, have a great weekend, over.
Yeah, y'all too. Take care.